I partner with a third guy to create an automated prescription systems company.
Set this here to hear all of y'all.
When we realized there was already a competitor in the market who had like $40 billion of capital or $40 million in capitalization, and then like a couple months later they got bought by WebMD, we're like,
are all the 1-1s
minor head start on you?
Are all the 1-1s in
major head start?
I have no idea. It's just national. That's what was picked.
National Lampoon's what?
National Lampoon's cable locations.
One take number.
Yeah. Take a number.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ready to rock.
All right.
We have a quorum.
I think we've got a quorum. I call this meeting of the Loveland Communications Advisory Board to order. Welcome. I now call for the approval of the minutes. Have you guys looked at the minutes?
Yep. And I
approve. You approve?
Second.
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. It's unanimous.
Corinne, are you okay?
What?
You okay at your angle?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can see everything.
All right. Citizens report. Anyone in the audience may address the LCAB on any topic relevant to the commission. Members of the public will be given an opportunity to speak to the item during the regular agenda portion of the meeting before LCAB acts on it. If the topic is a staff report item, members of the public should address the LCAB during this portion of the meeting. No public comment is accepted during the staff report portion of the meeting.
Whoops. Okay.
Anyone making comment during tonight's portion of the meeting should identify himself or herself and be recognized by the LCAB chairman. Tonight, that's me. Please do not interrupt other speakers. Side conversation should be moved outside to the Service Center boardroom. Please limit comments to no more than 3 minutes. Staff reports.
Do we have any public comments?
Any public comment?
All right,
so we have Kim Reeves and Ryan Smith are going to make staff reports. So, Kim?
Sure, it's okay if I sit here.
Then...
Oh, man.
Go, get on up there. Come on.
You can have Ryan stand next to you if you would like. Yeah, make you feel comfortable.
Just a quick update. So, we did start construction before the storm. And so, we got one day.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, we have two slides. We had one day of boring before the storm, and then snow came in, and we had to kind of wait, do some clearing, and locates needed to be recalled. But so far today, we have about 3,000 feet. We have,
I think it's on,
auto.
Auto? Sorry.
Auto advance.
So we do have 3,000 foot of conduit in the ground so far. And then the service center hut... As well, Brian will talk about the service center now, but it is up.
It'll go back and forth.
Yeah, it's good. It's only two slides, so. We are currently working on the hut at the Foothill substation, so the foundation will be poured Friday,
cool.
And we hope to set that building next week.
Excellent.
It's going to be too cold.
Yeah, I think we're looking at the temperatures. We're monitoring it, so it looks like Friday we might slip in there and get it blanketed, and then we'll see next week about getting
fingers crossed.
But yeah, that's an update on our progress. Does anybody have any questions for construction?
So
I know everybody wants to see maps of where you'll go first, but at do you have maps that we'll be able to see at some point of where all the huts are going to be, like the spread of those?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to answer that.
Yeah, so we can certainly talk about where they are. They are actually at our electric substations as well, and so although those are not terribly private information, it's not something that we like to publicly put out into the ether, so to speak, just for security reasons and a variety of other reasons. And this is also critical infrastructure, and so we don't want to be widely broadcasting that information. So we can talk about it in general terms. We certainly have addresses that those go with, but
yeah, I'm happy to just kind of go over real quick if you want where the locations are and kind of what our plan is.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so the Foothill substation is the one just right up here by Mahaffey Park. So that'll be our second location. And then our third, are we jumping? We changed the order, didn't we? We're going to Boyd.
I don't know that it matters which order, but...
Yeah, so anyway, as far as order, we changed order at some point. So we do have one at the Boyd substation, which is a PRPA substation, so it's on First Street in Denver, roughly. And then we have one at Horseshoe substation, which is on Taft and 57? Yeah, roughly. And then our other one is on Crossroads, which is Boyd Lake, close to County Road... 71 or 30.
Up to the north.
Yeah. So
yeah, the airport.
Roughly the locations. And then as far as boring, right now Colorado Bore is making their schedule and choosing where they want to go. And they started down on Taft. So they're on Taft, on south end of Taft, between 22nd and 14th. So
there's your answer.
Yeah. Is that where that is? In that picture?
Yeah, that other picture. Right. So we had quite a few boreas out there.
I was thinking it looked kind of like 402, but...
Yeah. So, unfortunately, 402 is one of those places that there's a lot of rock. So I guess, unfortunate, you get there and you just have to deal with it. So, but we have pretty good progress, and then we're weaving our way through the rock on 402 intact, so...
That's where the map analysis of the riverbed and the floodplain comes in.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a tip-off that if it's inside the FEMA floodplain, it's probably rocky.
So the good news, though, about that is Colorado Bore, I mean, they knew it was there. And so, you know, they're part of the quote.
Have to change the bit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, they knew what to expect when they got there. So everything's going good. It's going well so far. And been out on the job sites a couple times, and they're very clean. They're doing
excellent.
Their job, so.
Thank you.
Ryan?
So, you've already seen all our artistic pictures of it, but...
That's exciting right there.
Yeah, all our equipment's powered on. You can see the little blinky lights and all that. So we have our OLT, our service router, and SSX switches and everything in the hut powered on.
Right out
here? Installed as of last week, and we have our integrator out here this week connecting to our lab space for testing, and so far that's going really well.
Good.
So
exciting.
And yeah, and that's our DC plant in the middle there.
I'd love to see that whenever
it's not finished.
Well,
it's getting there.
Yeah, but whenever we can,
maybe
you know.
We can go out there and yeah. Maybe we can
That'd be exciting.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Let us clean it up a little bit first.
Sure. Sure.
It might not be in January, but we will absolutely we'll do something.
Cool.
At some point, so we're not too distant.
I mean, it doesn't have to be everybody in the public, but I want to see it.
Well, it's this meeting, it's in the public, and we, you know,
right.
So.
Yes. No, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, any questions about the inside plant?
No, it looks great.
Thank you.
All good.
So
thank you.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce Kyla, who's a new member on our team.
Hello. Hi, Kyla.
Kyla is part of our marketing folks as well. So since Lindsay is out on maternity leave as we speak, Kyla is filling some pretty big shoes.
Exciting time.
Absolutely. And she has passed around, it goes along with the construction update. So this is a letter that is going out to people that are impacted by the construction. So this the way that this is working is we're sending out a letter a few weeks in advance of construction coming through the area. And then once we also do door hangers to notify a day or two before construction actually starts adjacent to their home. So I'll pass
awesome.
This around as well so you can take a look at what the public is seeing as well. So these are different letters that will go out. If you have any questions about the communication process for construction, we can certainly have Kyla talk about
that.
That's
great.
Is it city staff that's handling all this communication, or is Colorado Bore jumping into?
It's kind of a combination. So we have a couple of different hotlines that are listed on here. So this construction hotline goes to Colorado Boring first. Any questions that are related to the utility or services or what have you that goes to our 2010 number. Which is city staff.
And is there graphical maps on the city website outlining construction areas or
mm-hmm.
just information?
No, we don't want to tip off competitors.
Yeah.
No.
That's exactly.
Go to the next, go to the right.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So there'll be a lot more information coming out as we start to roll out the construction. And obviously, Colorado Boring is doing a pretty slow ramp up to get
their process in place and their feet under them. But we've released quite a bit of work to them since the contract was approved, so they will start to be building out the core network, starting to build out some of the distribution of feeder, which they're working on now, so there'll be a lot more to come.
How's their permitting process work? Are they en masse applying for permits for everywhere you guys are installing, or kind of as you go along?
Do you want to talk about the agreement we have with?
Yeah, so we have a memo of understanding with Public Works. So we have a process set up through the City Works program that the city uses, and we're basically submitting right-of-way permits per site. So it makes it pretty seamless, and their turnaround time is really quick. And then we're also doing updates with them on a normal basis. Right now, since we're just starting, it's been more so just making sure that we're, you know, keeping ahead of things. But
Yeah. Eventually
we think once a month there'll be probably a meeting just to make sure that, you know,
keep
the process
everybody in the
working.
Loop.
Yeah.
So is that City Works process private, or is that available to the public, like the public permitting processes?
It's internal.
Right.
So the way that the a right-of-way permit currently works is that there is paperwork that's submitted to the Public Works Department to our right-of-way permitting process, and they load that into City Works, which is a documentation and routing software. So we are assisting them in streamlining that process by just providing them the documentation electronically, which will make it a lot faster, so nobody's having to then scan that in.
Good.
And then go through.
Once the permits are issued, though, it is public. It's in the...
This is an
access
portal.
Yeah, so that, the right-of-way... I don't know how it looks to the public, actually, because I've only looked at it internally, to be honest.
You have
but
to search by address, so
yeah,
it's not something that you could just mass
pull. Yeah, it's not real. That's how ours is on our site, too, but you can kind of see the addresses, and you can see who the utility is that's sort of the company is that pulled it. So.
Yeah.
But that is, once it's pulled, it is on there, so.
I doubt Comcast will be pouring through.
They might be.
Well, this is a similar process that they've used for other large projects. Many years ago, we had Excel that did a major gas line up and down First Street, went from north south side of the town all the way to the north, and they used a similar streamlined process for that as well, just because of the sheer number of permits that were being pulled.
Yeah.
And they've done this for some other large developments and things like that. So this is a more of a way for them to streamline communication and streamline the process to make their, you know, to not overburden them with
keep
with
everything
what we're doing.
Real and easy.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear.
Cool. Anything else on the staff reports?
No.
All right. Let's proceed to the regular agenda. Joe Bernoski is going to address the City Water and Power Strategic Plan.
Thank you for having me this afternoon. I appreciate it. Before I start, how many of you have been involved in a strategic planning process, either with any organization, municipality, private, public, several? It can be a very difficult and very painful process. It can be. And also, there are a number of ways. There are any number of ways that you can go about developing a strategic plan. You can do outreach to the community, you can do outreach to the governing bodies first. You can do it internally, you can do it with...
Mr. Overcast.
Ah. So last year, speaking of our council, our city council, last year at their retreat, their annual retreat, they began the process of developing a strategic plan for the city. And through the course of this, it became evident that we needed a more formal strategic plan as well. Now, one of the things I want you to remember is that the department has always planned, and I make that pretty clear right in the introduction, where I say the planning is essential, and the City of Loveland's Department of Water and Power has always planned for emergencies, for growth, development, and to upgrade existing infrastructure, and also for changing environmental requirements. We have always planned. It's just we've never done so formally. We've never had a list of where are you going, what are you planning on going, what are you planning to do, okay? So what we did was, with this, we echoed the 7 strategic focus areas, and if you could flip to... Oh,
you know what page it was?
Keep going. One more. A couple more.
Sorry.
That's all right. one more, and I'm going to come back to these. So these were the strategic focus areas that came out of the planning process with the city council and with department directors. And so what I did was, we have always planned. We have had strategic plans. Again, just not formal. What I did was I took these strategic focus areas, and as you can see, they match up very, very nicely with what this entire department is doing. It matches up very nicely. Public safety. The city endeavors to protect life and property, provide a safe, attractive, and secure city. We're very much a part of that. The communications that will be provided and the other services in the future that we don't know about yet will be an essential part of public safety. Mm-hmm. Economic vitality. That's a huge part of one of the reasons why the city has embarked on the municipal fiber enterprise, is economic vitality. It will be infrastructure that we will have to take care of in the future. Okay, we will have to expand as necessary with new, and we will have to rehabilitate and replace as it ages. We have to do that with our water pipes, with our power lines. We have to do that. Fiscal stability and strength. On the water and power side, we run cost-to-service studies so that we know what the appropriate rates are to capture enough revenue to run the place and not run us into the ground. The financial structure for Pulse will be a little bit different. It won't necessarily be cost-of-service driven, but nonetheless, we have to recover and make our debt service and continue to pay off our debt. So we have to engage in fiscal stability and strength. I believe that water and power are pretty darn significant for quality of life. I think similarly, municipal fiber will also be a large part of that quality of life. We will continue as an organization internally to develop new ways of doing things through innovation and organizational excellence. And finally, outreach, collaboration, and engagement. Our customer relations department does an awful lot of that on our Facebook pages, on our websites, and so on. Again, with fiber, with Pulse, it's going to be a little bit differently because it's going to be in a competitive environment. But nonetheless, we're still going to have to do outreach. Another important aspect is collaboration. We have periodic regional meetings. This afternoon, Brianna was at a meeting with Fort Collins and with Estes about an IGA for the NOC. Okay, if that is not regional collaboration, I don't know what is. Okay, so we are already engaged in so much of what is contained in this document. Go back a little bit, would you?
Sure. Yeah,
go back. Keep going. Keep going. All right. So what this is, a brief introduction. I did not want this to be a very long document. We have a brief introduction. Next page, please.
Sure.
And I do like that. I've used that before. In preparing for battle, I've always found that plans are useless, but planning is indispensable. Because no plan survives first contact with the enemy, or in our case, first contact with the environment and everything else out there.
The customer.
Some brief factoids about the department.
Here.
Just, yeah, that would be better. There you go. I thought that maybe we'd include some brief early history, so I went back and got some history on water and wastewater, on the on power, and this was very interesting. And then finally, not a heck of a lot of history here. It only started last year, so not a heck of a lot of history. So it's very brief. And the other thing I want you to remember, when this is finalized, I just pulled these off of what was available from our intranet. So the graphics may or may not be included when you get to the final version of this. Next, please. Okay. Our mission statement and vision statement here, I always thought were kind of long. Okay. I always thought those were a bit long. This is the city's mission: achieve Loveland's community vision through innovation, dedication, and excellent service. I've always thought that a utility department, water and power communications, we protect public health and safety by doing all the rest of that. But if you wanted to put it in just to a handful of words, we protect public health and safety. It's a pretty simple mission. The vision, a vibrant community surrounded by beauty where you belong. We're going to support that vision. How are we going to support that vision? By doing what we do, by providing reliable, resilient, and responsive utility services for the community now and in the future. Again, pretty straightforward stuff, pretty simple stuff. Next, please. Back to the strategic focus areas. So let's go ahead and run through a couple of these and some of the areas that I've highlighted. They're not highlighted on the screen. Public safety. I don't have anything that directly pertains to municipal fiber or PULSE. The first one that I do is on the next page, economic vitality. Very important. Support economic development through showcasing Loveland as a gigabit city. When we went to Chattanooga, there are signs everywhere. There's billboards, there are signs on buses, there are signs on cabs. One of the most amazing things occurred to me when I left for the airport at 4:45 in the morning. On the way to the airport, and he had no idea who I was, the cab driver told me all about their high-speed fiber. Swear to God, I was dumbfounded.
City pride.
He was very proud of it. And like I said, the announcements anywhere. So we believe that by developing Loveland as a gigabit city, this will support and encourage economic development.
No doubt.
Next one, please. Infrastructure and transportation. Again, much of this continue to replace aging water, wastewater power infrastructure, so on. But the one that is more of a bearing here, make the city of Loveland future ready to adopt and leverage new and, ooh, I need to change that. That's innovative. I need to, that's bad. Innovative technologies in all utility sectors, water, wastewater, power, municipal fiber. We have absolutely no idea what kind of technologies are going to be available 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years in the future. Mm-hmm. We simply don't. I think that covers that aspirational vision. Where are we going? I don't know, but it's going to be part of our plans. And as the technology is developed and as it's presented to us, if it works for us, we're going to adopt it.
Hey, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Give me a second. You know, this is something we haven't talked about previously, but the value of having this plan and what it does for, like, this group and what we want to accomplish, when it ties into the overall strategic plan, it's almost a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just something that everybody thinks is a neat thing to do, or we got to do it, or we got to keep up with Fort Collins or whatever, that's weak argument. Mm-hmm. But when you have a plan like this is agreed to, and you see ways to match into that, to build into that, you're adding. So economic vitality, when you get to quality of life, the educational system, how we can support that because of that, it just helps build a rational case for things rather than just, I feel like doing it because I can.
Thank you, Don. And I think a really important point to remember is that every one of these bullets here in all of the different sectors, every single bullet can be attached to either something that's going on within operations and maintenance, an activity that we do as an O&M activity, or that's a capital project. It ties in perfectly with our 10-year plan. I could have a drop-down menu on every single thing that we send in as a budget. This is why we're spending the money. We're spending money to build on the existing asset management program to ensure reliable, resilient, and fiscally sustainable infrastructure in the future. I know that because I've got money set aside next year to continue to develop software. Okay? That's one of the nice things about this. None of this stuff is, you know, we're going to deploy a nuclear reactor across the street in 5 years. We're not going to do
that.
God. Everything here is something that we know we're doing, we are planning to do within the 10-year budget.
What it does show is it takes the subjectivity out of it. Now it's an objective. Now someone might say, well, in a matter of priorities, we need to move that down for other resources, but nobody can say, no, this makes no sense. Why are you doing that? Well, it makes sense because it ties right into the strategic plan that's been approved by the city council, it's been embraced by all the departments in the city. here's our contribution. After that, it's a matter, okay, we don't have money for everything, then it's a prioritization. But it's a rational discussion instead of an emotional discussion.
That's right.
And that's the biggest issue we always have.
And at the end here, I'll talk about what we're, on a go-forward basis, where this will lead to in terms of the relationship with the city councils, with the city's strategic plan. Here under infrastructure, next one please, fiscal. Quality of life, deploy, expand, and maintain a gigabit speed municipal fiber broadband system. Are we doing that?
Yep.
I think so. I think we are. So again, nothing in here is out on a limb. This is all very focused on what we are either doing or what we know we have to do in the near future. Okay? But I think that there's enough room for each of these bullet items to allow some aspirational visions. And finally, if you'll go to outreach and collaboration, please. Partner with regional municipalities and utilities to leverage organizational synergies. Wow, that's a mouthful of organizational gobbledygook. But we're doing it. Brianna was doing it this afternoon. We have a regional meeting either later this week or next week within the coming days. Roger Berg over in the water division is working with the Little Thompson Water District to our south. We're going to have, we already do have interconnects, but we're trying to firm up the IGA associated with the interconnects. We're working with the city of Greeley as they enhance their treatment plant off the lake over here that we can maybe buy into that in the future. We work with Fort Collins Loveland from a water standpoint. We have the four PRPA partners, owner cities, and PRPA is kind of the overarching globe. That's all regional stuff. Some of it to do with fiber, some to do with water, some to do with power. There are other departments within the city that are also doing this, so this is not unique to water and power. The new training center for the police department up by the airport is a regional partnership with the city of Fort Collins. So again, this is an example not just of efforts that we are undergoing, but it's really what the entire city is doing right now. I did not put a date on this in terms of we're going to redo it every 5 years. It's one of those things that if something comes up, this is flexible enough.
Sure.
Hey, there's something else that we could do that sounds like a really good way to go for outreach and collaboration. Let's go ahead and add it. Sure. Let's do that. And that's what this is supposed to be. This is so that when we have new employees start, when we have new LUC or LCAB members, this will be part of their introductory package. From a scheduling standpoint, this afternoon I'm asking you for your endorsement of this plan so that we can forward it on to the City Council. That will take some time because the City Council is still working on the city's strategic plan. Okay, there was a presentation last night at Council, and they have a full day retreat planned for February 1st where this will also be worked on. So there's a lot of work to go. I would not anticipate ours. It's going to be presented to LUC next Wednesday, and I will make the same presentation and ask for the same endorsement from that body. I would not expect that this would go before Council until probably late spring, early summer, based on their timeline. But we will be ready to go. We will be ready to tee it up. This has been reviewed by internally, reviewed by the division managers, Brianna, Roger, Bill Kroll, a number of folks, internal staff. We've taken it to the other department manager, department directors, and I've sent courtesy copies to Northern Water, our regional partners, Northern Water and PRPA. So that's where we are. I stand before you to ask for your endorsement this afternoon.
Do we need to vote on that?
I think that's appropriate.
All right.
I think you need a motion and a second.
As the chair, I request if there's a motion and a second.
Motion to endorse the strategic plan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Opposed?
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, anybody opposed? Let me know. We'll talk outside if there's any opposition. No, I think it's a really good document because it is a good roadmap ahead. And there's a lot of very, very exciting things that are going to be happening over the next few years, not the least of which is this effort. This is a big effort. But we continue to pay attention to the other vital utility sectors that we provide, and we're going to continue to do that. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Back to you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Brianna, do you have something in your division manager's report?
Since our council is missing.
Yes, there is no council at the moment.
There's a number of items that were kind of listed on there as far as kind of our marketing and media is doing. We've talked a little bit about the letter. We're continuing to work on hiring of additional staff as we start to really ramp up for next year and move forward with that. Just as a note, we are working on a marketing survey to understand the current market and the competition in that. Mm-hmm. That will help us as we move towards rate setting and what have you. We are going to be using a conjoint analysis like we did with for the second survey the last time. So that survey should be going out in the next couple of weeks to our residential and business community. So if you hear about that, that is that survey. We're not going to be advertising in the same way. We're now in a normative process moving forward. So this is a standard business practice type of thing that we're moving forward with. But that's something that's kind of on the horizon. And we will be reaching out, especially with our business community. That's probably the hardest group to get feedback and response from. So we're going to be asking for some assistance from the Chamber, the Downtown Business Authority, and others to make sure that we can get that word out. So that's really the big one that we're going to be looking at. Needs help with, I think, starting next week, maybe, Kyla?
Yep.
For businesses.
So email out to Chamber members and WP members.
Yeah, we'll be working with... We'll contact obviously your team.
Yeah.
But also Mindy McLuhan with the Chamber as well to put that on the newsletter and get that in front of our business community.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Don't think so.
Should I go pester Don since he's on the phone?
I would advise that.
I wasn't planning on it.
We haven't had any major items on City Council. I mean, there's been some discussion about, obviously, the strategic plan last night was the most recent item. And then, of course, I'm sure everybody's been reading about the election, which is final.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
That's
finally
taken
final.
Up a lot of discussion at the City Council level, too. So I don't know if he has anything else to report.
A lot of excitement.
From John Fogle, usually reports on things that are happening
right.
at the federal level. There's still some discussion with the FCC regarding changes to the franchise agreement.
For the 5G stuff?
Not for the
5G
stuff.
Oh, for the cable.
For cable. They are, I don't know that there's been any movement on 5G. I think that has, that dust has really settled. We're starting to see some applications come in on the power side for not 5G, but 4G applications here and there and having some discussions with the different carriers.
Hmm.
But I don't know that we have any final anything.
Well, T-Mobile just announced that they have their first 5G deployment, and Verizon says it's not really 5G.
Is anything?
I hear a lot of people say that about each other.
Yeah, right. Is anything 5G really?
Nothing
at this point.
Nothing.
There's partial.
Yeah.
It's like small
parts of the
areas. Yeah, but not
yeah.
no full city
right.
deployment yet.
I saw some campuses that are working on it since
yeah.
they're contained.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember. I saw a video of some guy hotspotting under a 5G cell. He was getting gigabit speeds, but walking even 20 feet away, they disappeared.
Right.
It was interesting.
Going into your home.
All right. Well.
The other item is that next week our city council will be doing new boards and commissions appointments. So we will see if there's any changes to our boards, but obviously we have three new councilors, so there might be some discussion about changing that up, so we'll see what comes of that. The other item is that going forward, we, as a city as a whole, across all the boards and commissions, we are going to be changing the way that we communicate and prepare our packets for all of the boards. Corrine and myself, Kim and Lynn Valdez, who's the secretary for our Utilities Commission, just went through training on that. It will be the same program that is used for our City Council communication and packets. you will start to see information that comes out from a different email address than Corrine. Corrine will still be preparing all that, and her signature line will still be there. If you still have questions, you'll still contact her directly, but your email will come from a different source. Just be forewarned about that.
Does that change the outward facing posting of it too, like where that's hosted in the calendar and those sort of things?
It does. So all the previous meetings will continue to be at the location that they're currently at, and the minutes for this one will be updated at that location. But going forward, the agenda will be on the city council. Where you look for city council meetings, there's going to be a lot more meetings that are associated with that, and there will be, you can click on that calendar date and see the packets for all the different boards that are meeting.
How exciting.
Do you have anything to add?
No,
Civic
Web, it's on the city's internet page.
Okay.
At the very bottom, Civic Web.
Cool.
So that takes effect January 1. We believe that there will be some sort of communication that comes out between now and the end of the year from our city clerks letting everybody know, but we wanted to verbally let you know as well. So there will be, your next packet will be a little bit different in format.
Cool.
But it's pretty painless.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Anything else?
Sure, it's not something that will come up again until rates are more firm and ready to be set for real, but low-cost assistance or anything along those lines, I know that's something Fort Collins is moving ahead with. And
yeah, so Fort Collins is doing a couple of different ways. So they are, they have set up a program that is being run through their general fund group that does their low-cost programs in general. That they have provided some seed money for, but it's actually being run by a group within the general fund that's going to then reimburse the utility back for those costs.
Hmm.
There is also, it's not E-Rate, but it's the similar program to what Comcast and CenturyLink have for their low-cost carrier for people that are on housing assistance.
$20 a month,
yeah,
kind of thing.
SNAP. There's a number of different ways that you can qualify for those programs. We are investigating whether or not we can actually qualify to participate in those. We're not 100% sure as a municipal organization if we qualify for that type of grant money. So more to come on that. We just don't have all the answers at this time.
No, I appreciate that. I think
cool.
It's just something that's very interesting.
It's
important.
It's on the radar.
Absolutely.
Great job.
It is an important thing. All right. Well, then anybody want to move to adjourn?
No.
I want to be here all night. I like
more salsa vibe.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks.
Wow. Adjourned.
Nice job, bud.
Well done.
Wow, why?
I pulled that.
Yeah.
45 minutes?
Hey, you know, I am in favor of moving as fast as we can without wasting time. No cupcakes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a once a year kind of special treat.
Hey, Brie. So, something maybe to think about. Fawn Foy Blotzer is our marketing director. Have you had any contact with her?
No, I haven't.
Thanks for coming.
So it'll be
Kyla.
Hey, Corey, I'll see you at the LVP party at my place.
We got it all set up. It looks great.
Cool.
That's going to be a good party.
Somebody's got to get ready to play music.
There you go. See you soon.
Right,
I'm sorry, one more time on the name for me.
Kyla.
Corey.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm sorry for the downtown development.
Sorry.
We're like a not